أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One time, Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam went to perform Hajj. It was at a busy time where he was approaching the Kaaba and there was a lots of crowds there. It just so happened that the Khalifa Hisham, who was an enemy of the Ahlul Bayt, he happened to be near the Kaaba at the same time. When Hisham wanted to do Tawaf, he found that there was a huge crowd there. And when he wanted to do what's called the Istilam of Hajar al-Aswad, Istilam is where you go and you touch the black stone, he found that it was just too crowded for him to be able to do that. So after he finished his Tawaf, he ordered that there be like a type of minbar that be raised for him, and he sat on the minbar and his supporters were surrounding him, talking to him. Now it just so happened this was the time when Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was going to perform Tawaf. And the Imam alayhi salam came with wearing simple clothes, but he was the Imam and there was a special light coming from him, and everyone who looked at him found that there was a lot of beauty and perfection in him. So when the Imam came close, the people realized that this was a special person and they made way for him. When the Imam wanted to go near the black stone, everyone moved aside and the Imam was able to do that easily. Now Hisham was looking at this and he was angry. He's thinking that, what's up with this? Why does he get to go, you know, do the istilam of the black stone, and here I am, I'm the Khalifa, right? I should be able to, people should show me respect like that. Now he knew who the Imam was. He knew that he was the descendant of the Prophet. But he asks kind of like sarcastically, he says that, who is this person here? Farazdak, the poet, the brave poet who was a follower of the Ahlul Bayt, he says that I know who he is, and he stands up and extemporaneously he starts giving a poem. Extemporaneous is where you haven't thought about it before, you just do it like off the top of your head. So Farazdak, just off the top of his head, he gets up and he recites a poem in praise of Imam alayhi salam. And it's something that everyone who's there, they realize that, you know, who this person is. And in a way, he wanted to teach people that the person who you should really be following is Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam. What does he say? He says that هَذَا الَّذِي تَعْرِفُ الْبَطْحَاءُ وَطَأَتَهُ الْبَيْتُ يَعْرِفُهُ وَالْحِلُّ وَالْحَرَمُ. If you want to know who this is, even the desert that his footsteps walk on, it knows who he is. That's how special a person he is. Not only that, the house of Allah and the Haram and everything outside of the Haram, all of them are aware of who this person is. Nobody is ignorant of the Imam of the time. Hadabnu khairil khalqi kullihim. This is the son of the greatest of Allah's creation, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he goes on to say, هَذَا تَقِيُّ النَّقِيُّ الطَّاهِرُ الْعَلَمُ. This is the one who has the most taqwa, he's the most pure. He is the one who is the most knowledgeable as well. He goes on to say that if, when he goes near the black stone is so excited that the Imam is going to see him, it's as if the black stone is about to come and take his hand. Because after all, it's the Imam of the time. That's how special of a person he is. And then he says something about him. He says that Sahlul Khaliqi la tukhsha bawadiruhu, meaning that the Imam is somebody who his akhlaq was so amazing. He was such an incredibly kind person that no one would ever be scared that the Imam would get angry unnecessarily. You know, there's some people who they just get angry. Like just randomly, you know, they just get a little bit upset and they just blow up. But the Imam was known for somebody who was so patient and so much in control of his anger. Nobody was scared of him just acting like just angrily and not having control of himself. He says that whenever the Imam would speak, he would speak with a smile. This is the type of Imam that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam was. Anyhow, Farazdak went on and described him with more stanzas of poetry, until Hisham got super angry and he realized that he shouldn't have asked that question in the first place. And so after that, he ordered that Farazdak be imprisoned. later on, when Imam Sajjad found out about that, he actually sent him some money as a gift for him and to help him out, because after all, when you're put in prison, then it's not easy. Farazdak later on, he tried to return the money to the Imam, and he said that, "I didn't do this in order to earn any money. I did it for the sake of Allah. I did it for the sake of the Messenger of Allah." He knew that he had to defend the Imam. Sometimes you defend with your hand, sometimes you defend with your tongue. So he had the gift of being able to compose poetry, so that's why he did it. And the Imam alayhi salam says that no, when we the Ahlul Bayt give something, we don't take it back again. So this is the type of Imam whose birthday we're celebrating today. Let's pray to Allah Ta'ala that we can take him as an Imam, meaning that he's a leader for us. And the same way he was such an amazing person with such amazing akhlaq, we want to try to be the same type of person as well. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala al-tahirin. Sha'ban al-tahani, hal ala al-shi'ani.